calling Dennis Williams' conference line. Hi, this is Dennis Williams, and my wife Ruth and I have been with NECAN since December of 1991. We were first introduced to it by a complete stranger in June of that year, but didn't really pay attention to what we were being told. We were too busy, as many people believe they are. I was working 7 days a week at an automotive dealership, teaching square dance lessons during the week and in the evenings, and calling a dance somewhere in the Northwest every weekend. We also had two little girls, ages 3 and 4, that we'd adopted after our three older children left home. Our plates were pretty full. We weren't looking for anything else to fill up our time. In fact, in October of 91, I told the fellow that was bugging me that he could best spend his time talking to somebody else, but he was apparently hard of hearing, because for no logical reason, he returned in December and handed me an audio tape that I put in my pocket and decided to listen to on the way home, just to get him off my back. What I heard in that tape really got my attention. I found out that this company I thought was a fly-by-night startup company was actually founded in 1975 in Fukuoka, Japan, and with only one product became the fastest growing corporation in Japanese history. I also found out that the products were designed in close conjunction with leading medical universities and hospitals, and that they came to North America as their eighth market in 1989. On that audio tape that night, I also heard a fellow being interviewed who only lived 90 miles from us and had earned $17,000 in his sixth month in the business and as much as $37,000 a month in the following year. That got my attention. After visiting him in person, my younger sister Karen received almost immediate relief from one of the simple products I affectionately refer to as the mud flap, because that's what it looks like. She put it where it hurt, and the results were dramatic. The same product result was experienced by a customer of ours at the Ford dealership who had been suffering with back discomfort for over 20 years. Ruth and I got excited about the possibilities. We heard that 8 out of 10 Americans have a back problem, and here we had something that everyone needed, nobody had, and they couldn't buy it anywhere else. That's a marketer's dream, isn't it? After sharing what little we knew with friends and family and seeing them have similar results, I left my job at the dealership 8 weeks later and have been full-time in this wonderful business since February of 1992. What has happened with us since then almost seems like a fairy tale, but it's true. We own our own business and have all the benefits of a major corporation, but without any of the common business concerns. Our business is pretty much invisible. We work out of our home on beautiful Vashon Island in the heart of Puget Sound between Seattle and Tacoma, Washington. We have no overhead, no inventory, no employees, no accounting to do, and no paperwork. Ruth and I have personally introduced about half a dozen people to NECAN outside the state of Washington where we live. Our business is now in every state in the country, and we typically receive royalty income from over 20 countries every month. The business we started in 1991 in Yakima, Washington, now generates millions of dollars in revenue for the NECAN Corporation every month, and has provided our family with a seven-figure annual income since our fourth year in the business. Because we don't have to physically be anywhere at any given time to conduct our business, we usually take a vacation at least once a month. We can't think of anything we would rather be doing. Now, the purpose of this call is to simply give you an overview of what this company is all about. If you decide that you'd like to know more, the person that invited you on the call will be more than happy to demonstrate our technologies to you and provide additional information so you can make an intelligent decision for yourself. Let's talk about the NECAN Corporation. Well, NECAN is debt-free with a 5A1 rating by Dun & Bradstreet. Their world headquarters are located in the beautiful state-of-the-art 214,000-square-foot office in Irvine, California, which opened in 1999. They have close to 40 million satisfied customers in 36 countries and generate close to $2 billion in business every year. Other companies have a mission statement. NECAN has a philosophy. It's called the Five Pillars of Health: healthy body, mind, society, family, and finances. And those are things that I'm sure you all believe in. I might add that these pillars are all the same height, signifying that balance is what we all should be striving for. You know, every product of any kind sold anywhere usually provides a solution to some kind of a problem. Let's see what NECAN addresses. Well, there are a lot of problems in this country and in the world, but the healthcare crisis has to rank right up there among the top. Pick up any major national news magazine, whether it be Time, U.S. News and World Reports, Newsweek, almost every month there will be one or more issues talking about this crisis. Type 2 diabetes, 11-year-old girl on the cover. You know, I thought that was adult onset diabetes. Didn't know what they used to call that. And an 11-year-old girl, nowhere near an adult, has it already. Problems with the drinking water, arthritis, heart disease and stroke, obesity, asthma, crisis for our nation's kids, sleep disorders, ADD. I thought that was something that children had. You have adult ADD now. As a nation, we're pretty sick. Another major crisis in this country is financial. And the covers of these same magazines also depict this. One magazine had a picture of a very small check being held in a pair of tweezers with never planned on spending their retirement years working at McDonald's or being a greeter at Walmart, but they can't afford to retire. July 19, 2004 issue of Business Week magazine had the benefits trap on the front cover. Old-time companies have pledged $1 trillion to retirees, and now they can't pay the bill. They struggle to compete with the new companies who are not even hiring anyone, let alone paying benefits. To try to compete, the old-time companies are simply eliminating their pension plans. America West Airlines, for example, completely extinguished the pension plan for 7,000 of its pilots, and this is not an isolated instance. United Airlines just did the same thing. In 1985, there were 112,000 U.S. corporations that provided pensions for their employees. Today, there are only 35,000, and becoming fewer every day. Anyone who is expecting the government or their employer to take care of them in their retirement years had better seriously think about that. Well, let's address the health care crisis first. You know, Nikon has developed a unique concept called the Wellness Home, which is really our product, if you will. The corporation searches the world for technologies that will enhance the essential needs of life for you and your family. When you furnish your home with these technologies, you have a wellness home, and that will put you and your entire family in the best and absolute environment you can live in to optimize and magnify your total health. As I travel around the world, people everywhere are sharing their product results with me, and many times with tears pouring down their cheeks as they tell me how grateful they are to have discovered Nikon and its life-changing products. As an example, I was in Sydney, Australia several months ago and was the guest presenter for a large audience of Nikon consultants and their guests. After I introduced myself and shared our story, I asked how many people in the audience feel that Nikon products have made a positive difference in your life. A couple of hundred hands went into the air. I then asked, of those of you who raised your hand, are there any of you that could honestly say that the Nikon product results you had have actually been life-changing for you? A large group of people raised their hands, so I randomly chose about six of them to join me on the stage. The first person who talked said that he was in a wheelchair when first introduced to Nikon. He was actually scheduled to have both feet and his right hand amputated. It was on the calendar. He told us that someone placed Nikon magnetic insoles under his shoes on the footrest of the wheelchair, and then he was quiet. His wife then stood up, and with tears running down her cheeks, she said that 20 minutes later, he stepped out of that wheelchair and took about 10 steps. The fellow then started dancing the jig beside me. It was obvious he didn't lose anything. I found out later that he was a very successful businessman in Sydney and was not looking for anything else to do. But after the results he had, how could he not share it with others? He was pinned that night as a new gold consultant with Nikon. There are many, many wonderful product result stories, including a lot of them involving children and even animals. Nikon recently formed an alliance with the University of California Irvine Medical Center. In fact, one wing of the hospital is called the Nikon Imaging Center, and they're doing research in conjunction with the Magnetic Health Foundation from Japan. And one of the doctors from UCI Medical Center told Kendall Cho, the president of Nikon, that in the not-too-distant future, when someone goes in to see their doctor and asks them to help them manage their illness, knowledgeable physicians will examine them and probably say, best way that I can help you manage your illness is for you to simply manage your wellness. He or she will then write on their prescription pad, one Nikon Wellness Home. The patient will then take that to their local Nikon Wellness consultant to get their home furnished with these technologies and possibly even paid for in part or in full by their insurance company. What a market this will create. You know, there are approximately 100 million homes in North America, and if we had even 1% of them, 1 million homes as a certified Nikon Wellness Home, that alone would be a $5 billion market. We haven't even scratched the scratch on the surface of the potential. In fact, the people on the phone with me today are probably in the first 1% of the North American population to ever even hear the word Nikon. So here you have a total wellness made simple, easy, and affordable. Products designed to empower you to take care of you and your family's health with products that literally satisfy the essential needs of life. If you can lay down, sit down, walk around, breathe air, drink water, and eat, you're ready to be a wellness expert with this amazing company. If you're a guest on this call and you haven't experienced any of these products already, be sure that the person invited you on the call gives you a thorough demonstration. Get some products of your own to use and experience. You'll be pleasantly surprised. After all these years in the business, Ruth and I are not surprised at anything, but we are continually amazed every single day. So here we have a 5A1 rated Dun & Bradstreet company with a multi-billion dollar international company with over 40 million satisfied customers in over 35 countries, entering a $1 trillion growth industry basically unopposed. We're the only total wellness company in the world with double-blind studies showing that our products really work, and the results have been published in medical journals. And there are thousands of physicians, nurses, nurses, therapists, professional athletes all over the world behind us, and we're ready to make our major move in North America. So I mentioned a little bit earlier that there's also a financial crisis in this country, and most families are probably 90 days away from a financial coronary or stroke. What I'm saying is if they lost their entire source of income, most families would probably lose their home, their car, and possibly even their family within 90 days. Here's a sad but true statistic. In this country, there will be more bankruptcies awarded this year than college diplomas. In fact, on the news I heard that last week alone, there was a daily average of 13,000 people filing for bankruptcy in the United States per day. There's something wrong with this picture, don't you think? You know, money isn't everything, but it sure comes in handy when you're trying to make a living. Some people rank it as importance right up there pretty close to oxygen. When you need it, hey, you need it. Here's something to think about. There are four possible relationships that people can have between time and money. There are some people that have a lot of time and no money. They're probably living in a homeless shelter or under a bridge, and I don't think any of us would voluntarily choose that relationship of having lots of time and being absolutely broke. And an emotion or feeling attached to this relationship is probably fear. Where's my next meal coming from? Where am I going to sleep tonight? Secondly, it's just the reverse of the first one. There are some people that have a lot of money and no time. I don't know that any of us would really say that would be the ideal situation either, would you? Lots of money but no time to spend with your family or anything enjoyable in life. Lots of toys but no time to play with them. An emotion or feeling attached to this relationship is probably anger and frustration. These people are often overheard saying, only 10 more years till I retire, or I can hardly wait till my week's vacation. Well, there's some people in another relationship that have a lot of money and lots of free time to go with it. Well, this would be the relationship that almost everyone, I think, would find most desirable. Lots of money and free time equals the best product that Nick and Nesto offer, actually, and that's freedom. There are a lot of different definitions for freedom, but the one I think of is never again having to ask myself, do I have the time? Do I have the money? Do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it, help whoever I want to help, and never really have to think about, do I have the time and the money? That, to me, is freedom. An emotion or feeling attached to this relationship is joy, peace, and contentment, knowing that if you never worked again, the income would keep on flowing to you and your family. Well, if you've been following along here, there's only one other possible relationship between time and money that we haven't mentioned, and that's the relationship that almost everyone I come across tells me, unfortunately. They say, Dennis, I have neither time nor money. They don't have either one. And the emotion or feeling attached to this relationship would probably be a combination of the first two, fear, anger, and frustration. And who would voluntarily choose that relationship? Then why are this many people in it? Well, boy, I really believe it's because they've been taught incorrect principles about earning money. Now, everyone is taught in school to become an employee. The word kindergarten, in fact, came from Prussia, with the word kinder meaning child and garden meaning to grow. They grew children to become soldiers. I'm using that same basic method of education today to grow children to become employees. I'm sure that's what all of you were taught. Get good grades, get a degree, create a resume, pass it around, get a job with a good company. Work hard, keep your nose clean, try to get those promotions, save money, invest money, and hopefully stick around long enough to retire and live happily ever after. How's that working out? Well, for most people, it's really not. The average college graduate today will work 11 different jobs in 5 different careers before they're through with their work life. Our educational system is geared toward the industrial age, which ended in about 1989. We're in the information age today, and our educational system simply hasn't made the switch. And we know when most people can't make ends meet and they're maxing out their credit cards, the only solution they know of is to work harder, work overtime, get another job, put the spouse to work. That's all they know. That's all they've been taught. And some people do decide to start their own small business. You know, owning a business can be very rewarding for sure, but the average business owner is subject to a lot of obligations and responsibilities, like hiring, firing, training, insurance, license, taxes, leases, government regulations, bills, large capital investment, marketing, advertising, compliance with dozens of employment laws, expenses of employee benefits, and many other costs and risks. Talk about hard work. 60, 70 hours a week, maybe even more, and the business often ends up running them. And what's more, statistically, 80% of all businesses do not last beyond their fifth year. So what is the solution? You know, well, here's the solution. You must still own your own business. But the answer is, you must own the ideal business. And this would have to have some particular characteristics, like easy to start and operate from home, giving you tremendous tax advantages. It's also be simple enough. Anyone can do it, yet still be professional. It must be free of the complexities and hassles of other businesses. There should be no large investment involved, no risk, no inventory, no equipment, no need for employees, and no overhead. The ideal home-based business must be able to let you be your own boss, let you build it part-time, keeping your full-time job if that's your desire, is that you grow without having to hire or pay anybody, give you unlimited income potential, give you control of your finances, let you build your financial security and independence, give you more free time and peace of mind, let you have a lot of fun, and should involve no selling, as most people think of it. Now, Nikan is very unique. We need a unique way to come to market. We're called consultants. Consultants help people solve problems. We provide information. We demonstrate and endorse these unique and wonderful products, and the Nikan Corporation sells them. Nikan has no storefronts. They do not sell large wholesalers or retail stores. Instead, they supply directly to the end user of the product, the consumer. They use the manufacturer-to-consumer direct distribution method. And the typical way that products and money change hands in our business is exactly that, between the customer and the company. They don't go through us or you or any wholesaler or retailer. You actually become a loyal customer yourself and kind of a membership registrar, if you will. You're actually a customer acquisition specialist for Nikan. Your main job is to refer new customers to the company, then register them as members while looking for other entrepreneurs to assist you in this venture. The company then pays you a percentage of everything that these customers purchase from that point on. As an example, let's say you walk into your local Sears department store and hand the clerk your Sears card, and they swipe it through the card reader, and then they say, "Excuse me, I'll be right back." And when they return, they handed you a check made out to you, and you might very well ask, "Well, what's this for?" And the clerk would look at you and say, "Well, last week your neighbor came in and bought your bedroom set, said that you were the one that suggested they buy it from us. It's your commission. Thank you very much." Well, Sears doesn't do this, but that's exactly what Nikan does. And this gives you the chance to be paid on repeat sales from yesterday's efforts, because you only have to register those new customers with the company one time, because then they have their own account. And they buy directly from the company, and the company sends you your ongoing check every single month, like a cable television company. They sign you up once, then they collect every month, or a bank. They make the mortgage contract with you once, then collect on your payments, including all that interest, every single month. Think about this, folks. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. The Nikan Corporation takes all the financial risks. They handle all the government regulations. They manufacture warehouse all the products. They take all the orders. They deal with all the paperwork. They man the 800 lines in the internet ordering department. They charge and process the customer's credit card. They pack and ship the customer's products and deliver them right to their doorstep. They deal with all the employees, the computers. You don't have to do any of these things, but you still make money. And it gets even better than that. They'll also pay you beyond your own time and effort. They will pay you not only in the orders placed by the customers you refer to them, they also pay you on orders placed by your referrals, up to six generations in depth. And as your business grows, you'll never have to hire more employees or work more hours or rent a bigger space or have more overhead, yet the growth potential of this business is virtually unlimited. Nikan will never put a limit on how much business they will allow you to generate for them. Consequently, they will never put a limit on how much income they will send to you and your family. We have some people on our team that just want to earn a few $100 a month. $500 a month would prevent most bankruptcies. Some people make $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a month on a part-time basis. Some work full-time, becoming leaders and creating leaders on their teams. Nikan's goal is to create 10,000 healthy millionaires in 100 countries by 2010. You might as well be one of them. We've got a little bit of a head start. We've so far taught 35 of our friends how to become members of that club by earning at least $1 million in commissions with Nikan. And we know all these people. They're from varied backgrounds and educational levels. One young couple did it while they're still in their 20s. Another couple in that club never started Nikan until they were in their 70s. And all of them have one thing in common, along with Ruth and I. We're average people who chose not to live an average life and found this tremendous vehicle called Nikan that has made it possible for all of us. You know, in addition to the tremendous tax advantages available to you because of your home-based business, Nikan wants to buy everybody on this call a new car and a new home. Hey, you might as well let them. We literally have hundreds on our team driving really nice vehicles paid for by the Nikan Corporation and dozens living in Nikan paid-for homes. And this is over and above their regular income. Look at the back of the manual from the company. It tells you exactly what you need to do to earn a car and a home. Do that, and you have one. It's really as simple as that. One of the most important things to know is that the continual ongoing income we talked about earlier translates to what I call the best insurance program a family could ever have. A perfect example of this is ourselves. In 1996, which was our fifth year in the business, apparently I didn't eat right, didn't exercise, had bad genetics, or for whatever reason, I had a major health challenge. I came out of the hospital on September 30th of that year after having had six bypasses on my heart. Now, I didn't feel like doing much in October, but I had a lot of time to think. One of the things I thought about over and over again was, what if I still had done the car business when this happened to me? That's what I did just prior to hearing about Nikan. I said I worked at a Ford dealership in Yakima, Washington, and who would have sold a car or a truck for me when I couldn't show up for work? Well, the obvious answer is no one. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have died of stress with no income, huge medical expenses, NECAN business, I didn't have to worry about it. Our business associates become really great friends, just like family. In fact, our company magazine is called the NECAN Family Magazine. I'm sure that when someone in your personal family has a problem, that others rally around. Well, this is no different. When the word got out that I had a problem, there was an outpouring of love and compassion I can hardly describe. Our home looked like a florist shop. I received so many cards and letters, I put them in a large sack. It was over the weight limit I was even allowed to pick up for the first few weeks. Now, at the end of that year, we received our income from statement from NECAN. Looked at the total, I said to Ruth, isn't this amazing? I haven't been able to work for the last 3 months. It's only our fifth year in the business. But to earn the amount of money that NECAN sent us this year, I would have had to work at my previous job at Ford to earn that same amount of money for 37 more years. Can you imagine an insurance man sitting down with you at your kitchen table saying, hey, we got this great new policy here. If you can't work for several months, no worries, we'll send you 37 years of your annual income. Well, of course, there's no such thing. If there wasn't, but it could afford the premium. What were the premiums that we paid? Spend a few hours every week helping other people change their lives for the better. One of the couples we helped change their lives for the better was Vince and Mary Spader from Oldham, South Dakota. They were farmers, and they built a tremendous business in the Midwest. Unfortunately, our friend Vince passed away a few years ago, and his wife Mary, in her mind, had no marketable skills. That's what she felt like. And something after Vince's passing, Mary wrote us the nicest letter of gratitude. She thanked us over and over again for coming back to South Dakota and introducing them to NECAN in the fall of 1992. She said, this business and these products have completely changed the lives of her entire family, her children, her brothers and sisters. She also said that she doesn't know what she would have done if she hadn't had NECAN when Vince passed away, because there was no way she could have run the farm. Well, anyway, she didn't have to worry about it because she happened to include a copy of her most recent monthly check at that time. It was for a little over $84,000. That's a lot of tips as a waitress, isn't it? You know, folks, when you fill out an application to become associated with us, you'll find that they won't ask you for a resume, your age, your race, your gender, your level of education, or if you've ever been a success or a failure. All they ask you for is your name, address, phone number, and social security number. What NECAN offers everyone that fills out the application is this, an equal opportunity to become as unequal as you possibly can, and you won't find that in any kind of a job. The timing is absolutely perfect. Paul Zane Pilser, the author, businessman, economist, and advisor to presidents, has just written a new book called The Next Millionaires. What a fascinating book this is. He said it took 215 years from 1776 to 1991 to produce 3.6 million millionaires in the United States. In the following 10 years, that number doubled to 7.2 millionaires. Today, there are 8.3 million millionaires, and in the next 10 years, there will be 10 million new millionaires created in the United States alone. Where will they come from? Well, a quick look at history will help us predict the future. The early millionaires owned lots of resources, land, cattle, and steel, and so on. They were the physical resource millionaires. After World War II, people became millionaires by manufacturing things better. The era of the manufacturing millionaires. In the next era, people became millionaires by distributing things. This is where Walmart, Federal Express, United Parcel Service came into being. Ross Perot created a $3.5 billion company distributing software and hardware manufactured by someone else. The next millionaires will also come from distribution, but not from physical distribution, but from intellectual distribution. Educating consumers about products and services that will improve their lives, but that they didn't yet know existed. That's exactly what we do with NECAN. Let me read that again. Intellectual distribution. Educating consumers about products and services that will improve their lives, but that they didn't yet know existed. That's what we do every single day. He also points out that home-based business entrepreneurs will be among the richest in our new economy, and that recent changes in tax laws have given home-based entrepreneurs the competitive edge, and that our method of distribution will become the wealth-creating vehicle of choice for millions. We love what we do. We actually have more fun than a person should be allowed to have and make a living. Because what drives us is not the cars and the money, it's changing people's lives and living a truly and on-purpose life. I was thinking about this a while back. Ever heard of anyone leaving home on a Saturday morning saying to their spouse, I'm sorry, honey, but I just have to go work golf today? Yeah, I never heard that. People don't work golf or work tennis, basketball. They play. Some people make a lot of money doing it. You know, we have a great team here with NECAN. We invite you to join our team and come play NECAN with us. If you like people, if you're compassionate, you want to create a lifestyle instead of just making a living, give the person who invited you on this call, and they'll tell you what to do from here. Make it a super day.